deep blue sea. So close the night away to anesthetize your brain. No use making the same mistakes forever and ever, I'm mad. When we're caught in a circle, we can't stop spinning back to the beginning again. Friday morning, crack of dawn, moments face before the gathering storm. No man can rest assured. Or so you think, but angels stand watching while devils come close for the kill. Dancing traditions for me to early morn. Demons use statistics to juggle from home to home. So don't find me examples of your progress through the years. When you're caught in a circle, you can't stop spinning back to the beginning again.
No use making the same mistakes forever and ever again. Caught in a circle that you can't stop spinning back to the beginning again. No use making the same mistakes forever and ever again. Caught in a circle that you can't stop spinning back to the beginning again.
Listening to DJ Ian on the House of Prog, and on a Friday, a very wet Friday here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I hope you're enjoying the show. We have turned a bit of a change in a bit of turned a corner is the word I'm looking for in the direction that we were just so we were just listening to Phenomenon with Mel Galley, Glenn Hughes, Cozy Powell. Now we've gone into more of the jazzy rock stuff with Bill Bruford's first solo album, even though it says on Wikipedia it his only solo album, which is not true, it's his first. Feels Good to Me, 1977. We heard the tracks Back to the Beginning Again with featuring the amazing guitar work of Alan Holdsworth and the vocal talents of the lovely Annette Peacock. Beelzebub stands that one off with the brilliance of Jeff Berlin. This album is just phenomenal. It's just one of those albums you just go, oh my God, every time you listen to it, and there's you know, years in between listens. So Bill Bruford, of course, the drummer with King Crimson, and yes, he put the album together with Alan Holdsworth on guitar, Jeff Berlin on bass, keyboardist Dave Stewart, and Kenny Wheeler on flugelhorn. Annette Peacock was also in there on vocalist. And John Goodsall from Brand X was actually played rhythm guitar on one track. Now, he says here that even though Dave Stewart was a pivotal figure in the Canterbury scene, this was not a Canterbury scene sound, which I agree with. So it sounds more like a Brand X sound, which is agreed. I agree with that. The Canterbury sound was quite different. It was recorded at Trident Studios in August of 1977. It was released in January 1978 on Polydor EG, produced by Bill Bruford and Robin Lumley. And the first it's. Got a good review. John Kilman in All About Jazz called it a landmark recording due to the sheer chemistry between the core members. He commented that what is so refreshing about Feels Good to Me, complete lack of compromise. There are no question that this Bruford album wanted to make. This is the Bruford album he wanted to make, and it weathers the test of time incredibly well. And, so every track, says John Davis, my expose online, every single track on the album brings something new to the table. A combination of these players at this moment in time is simply magical. It is. I don't disagree with that at all. And it is a really, if you want to get into this jazz fusion scene, this is the place to do it. And this is where I got into it. Back, I think, roughly around that time, 79, 78 or something like that. And I got into this album. It was my introduction to Alan Holdsworth, for sure. And he really shines on this album, as does everybody. Check out YouTube or Bruford Live, Rock Goes to College. I believe it was their first or second gig that they played. And is with this classic lineup of Bruford. And, pretty amazing stuff. So let's continue. We have about 20 minutes to go, and we don't know if we're going to get all these tracks in here or not, but we'll give it a shot. I won't be able to play the whole thing. This next track is something called Seems Like a Lifetime, Part 1, right here on the House of Prog.
Yeah. You're listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM.
There used to be dreams for dreamers, but it seems like a lifetime ago.
Listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. You've been listening to Bill Bruford's debut solo album, Feels Good to Me. Is the title track, Feels Good to Me, featuring the amazing talents of Alan Holdsworth, Jeff Belay, and Dave Stewart. Thanks for listening to the show today, everybody. Much appreciated. DJ Ian is about to sign off. Thanks for listening, wherever you are in the world, whenever you are in the world. We do this every Friday, 12 till 2, live on the House of Prog. And also we go out on CJSF 90.1 FM around the Vancouver area on Tuesdays, 10 p.m. and then on Thursday, 7 a.m. Thanks for listening again. We're going to wrap up with one more tune from Mr. Bill Bruford and the band for a couple of minutes. And then, we'll see you next time.
Listening to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and his radio show Transatlantic Express. Tune in every Friday, 12 noon Pacific, 8 p.m. UK. And if you're in Vancouver, you can check out the show on CJSF 90.1 FM every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Until then, have a great week.